Good morning and welcome to the FTS podcast on Saturday the 23rd of March. Apologies if there's a bit of background noise. I'm on the train into Manchester city centre. Sat opposite me with is the legendary Suggsy, who I mentioned on the podcast. We've got a little bit of a sort of meeting with a few FTS members today, and Suggsy's come along. Say hello, Paul, to the FTS team.
Good morning, FTS members.
It's like having my very own little Carl Pilkington, it is. It's like some of the crap I've had to listen to coming out of his mouth on the way up here. It's almost unbelievable. We should do a full podcast of just listening to Suggsy for a day, and you'd all feel better about yourselves. Right, I've got a few bits and pieces this morning. The golf is obviously leaving that, but Snedeker's moved up there, so hopefully we can get in a position tomorrow. It might be a way of where we've been up there and fell away, that we might have one sort of come from behind and catch up. So still optimistic in that. I've got a couple of few low league mentions. So for the homes, I've got Burton home to Accrington, a 1.96. MK Dons are home to Yeovil, a bit short that one, 1.47, but I had it about 1.4, so still a bit of value there. And East Fife home to Brecon, East Fife currently 1.79, I had them at 1.6, so some nice value in that one. So all three of those are homes. And then we've got Stenhouse Muir as an away to Montrose. The market's a bit weak there. It's 3.2 on one side, 3.6 the other. So I'll be looking closer to kick off at that one. And it may well be laying Montrose is the play there. And that may even be a later back greening up a bit later on. But we'll see what the market does. But it's Stenhouse Muir away to Montrose. I then have a couple of trades, and I'm going to play both these exactly the same way. I am in this meeting today, so whether I do get to trade them or not is another matter, but if I do, the moves I would make, the games are Luton versus Doncaster and Peterborough versus Southend. Both the games exactly the same way. If they are 0-0 on 20 minutes, I will look to start laying the under 0.5 first half goals, so through the last sort of 10-15 minutes of the first half, there's from 20 through to sort of 35, I'll be putting lays in of laying under 0.5 first half goals. If we get the goals, then that's fine, games are dead. If they get to half time 0-0, then I will back over 1.5 on 45 minutes, and if it's still 0-0 on 65, I would back 1.5 again, back over 1.5 at half time. Back over 1.5 on 65 minutes and trade the position from there. So it's laying under 0.5 first half goals from 20 minutes through to sort of 35, dripping in a lay. And then if 0-0 at half time, backing the over 1.5, 45 minutes, and it's still 0-0, 65 minutes. So that is it for today. Hope you have a great Saturday. As I say, I'm be sat with some of your colleagues, FTS bettors, today, having a little bit of a chat with some one-to-one members, and I will then be back home tonight listening to Suggsy for 2 hours on the train talking more rubbish, and then I'll be back with you in the morning. So have a good Saturday. So those two trades are Luton versus Doncaster, Peterborough versus Southend, the golf I'm leaving, the homes Burton, MK Dons and East Fife, and the away Stenhouse Muir. And I'll speak to you in the morning.